AM 1450, FM 103.3 KNSI. The guys from upstairs, NetBeef Pro, are here. They are your IT easy button. Paul Berendt and Keith Swingle. Now, Paul, you are the creator, correct, of NetBeef Pro?
That is correct.
Very good. And Keith?
We're like the Batman and Robin of IT. Unfortunately, it looks like since he's the creator, I'd be the Robin.
Well,
I don't look quite as good in tights, but, you know.
I don't know. Here we go with Holy 365, Batman. Office 365, okay? We have upgraded, I think, here, have we? What's an Office 365? Help me here.
So Office 365 starts off as your email system.
Okay.
And then beyond that, you can have different variations of that. You can have Word, Excel, and different packages of like Skype. So you can have your phone through it. And another product that goes along with 365 is SharePoint. So you can have your storage repository with it. So that's all the technical stuff.
Well, I thought it was just like an upgrade from Windows.
No, it's Office.
See why these guys are here.
It's Office applications. And you know, like I've said on previous shows, I'm an old guy. I have lots of white hair in my beard, which you know, you could probably see here.
Yeah,
in the
I'm
studio.
An older guy with more.
Right. You know, in previous generations, we used to have to purchase Windows or purchase Office in a package, a box package. It cost several hundred dollars.
Right.
Per user, and
right.
It was a constant battle to keep it updated. You always had to get a new version, and if you were an organization that had customer facing characteristics, your customers would have a new version, and then you'd have to upgrade so you could be compatible with it. So it was similar to a cat chasing his tail, right? You're always fighting this version thing.
What's a docx, and why can't I open it on my old Word? You know that
exactly. Right. So we're always fighting these incompatibilities. One of the things that Microsoft did a great job with is kind of heard people having this battle all the time, and they made it really easy to stay current, and that was Office 365. So now it's a subscription, kind of like a magazine.
All right.
They made the price point so they're manageable, and so you can pick different levels of licensing. So if you need one thing, you can do that, but if you need the whole suite, you can do that as well.
So it seems to me that things are more difficult. There are more keystrokes and all this kind of stuff when I think there should be fewer because it's a better upgrade. Do you know what I mean?
There's more keystrokes, but there's also more capability.
Right.
You know, that's one of the challenges is that there is a ton of capability in these new Office tools that are out there. And we can do a lot of stuff, but it also takes us some time to learn. So
can you tell me, and I hate to be crabby about this, but can you tell me why, like if I want to do some Word stuff, I'm familiar with this Word program and how it works.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's a new one. And again, I can't even find my docs now. I thought I saved it in the same place, but it's not there.
That's a training issue, and we can help you with that.
Banana
Bob.
Pellets work really good for people like me.
Well, one of the things that I do probably to our own detriment is I reference people to YouTube, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of content out there. If you want to be able to do something, you can go out there, get a video on it, and you can see exactly how to do it. Because one of the things is there's frequently not just one way to do it. You know, you can accomplish things several different ways. Maybe there's five ways to get to the same end.
Okay.
And by doing that, then you can see the different paths and figure out what works best for you.
All right, Paul?
No, I was going to jump in. That's a really good question. And we're looking for more questions from our audience. So you can email us at easybutton@netvpro.com your questions so we can get those answered.
Great point. Man, have I got a page and a half of questions for you guys. Where's the any key? It says press any key. I don't have an any key. I'm still looking for it. We joke, we jest, but this is pretty serious stuff, is it not?
Well, it is, but just to let you know, Bob, it's been 1 year that you guys have been on Office 365. And I was going to ask you, how was the conversion for you?
Yeah, look at the time. They are your IT easy button. The conversion so far has been pretty good because I purposely limit myself. It's not that I'm afraid of that stuff. It makes me cranky if I don't know how to do something and I don't want to go ask somebody again for the umpteenth time.
Oh, so that's what we're there for, Bob.
It's a training issue. Thank you very much. I'm going to have to schedule a session. Easy Button at NetVPro is what Paul Barrett mentioned. Easy Button at NetVPro.com. They are your IT Easy Button. Give them a call. 888-902-3250. Again, 888-902-3250. Paul, thank you. Keith, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
When do we get that session going, right? AM 1450 FM 103.3 KNSI.